on the road. It could have been disastrous when the spring broke under the truck bed. As it was, we were not carrying any extra weight when it gave way. There was nothing unusual about that. However, it left my hubby with a question of sensibility. Why would the spring break now, under normal pressure, and not during the past week as it carried the extra load of a camper on its back? I know why. It was Father's protection. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, there are miles and miles of state and national forest. Gas stations are few and far between. As the question arose about the amount of gas remaining and if it would be sufficient, I had no doubt we would make it, and we did. Just when it seemed we had no chance of finding a replacement shear pin for our 1978 boat motor, we stumbled upon a repair shop with a basket of assorted pins collected over the years. We found not just one, but two, just in case, for less than $1. Every time it seemed that the stubborn engine would not start, I was secure in knowing that just one or two more pulls would do it. Camping during this time of COVID-19 was difficult because our state campgrounds were still closed, and many private camps had not yet opened. Several were requiring reservations. We weren't sure where we would be when we wanted to stop, as our only destination was Pictured Rocks. So we did not call ahead. I made phone calls as we traveled, with no luck. It was looking as though we would have to set up in a rest area or parking lot for the night. When we saw the KOA that did not answer the phone, we pulled into their driveway and called. We were given the last available spot. When we arranged to stay gone a couple of extra days, we thought we would enjoy some fishing. But that was not on Father's schedule. He knew that my hubby would spend a day sick in bed. He knew we would be unable to leave. My husband is also my handyman and driver. I've never pulled a trailer, and the Mighty Mac Bridge was not where I wanted to practice. At least I could relax knowing that we had more time. It may have appeared to others that we were traveling as a couple, but I was well aware that Father was traveling with us and was our navigator. For God Himself has said, "I will never fail you or abandon you." Therefore, we say with confidence, "Adonai is my helper. I will not be afraid." Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6.